Hello and welcome back to Britpop History, the podcast where we are reliving the Britpop years in real time, exactly 30 years later. Welcome to September 1992. Today we're going to be checking in on a few of the big boys of Britpop, as Suede and the Manics both score hits, and Blur start recording the new album that will become Modern Life is Rubbish. We'll also be taking a closer look at a few members of the rave scene, given this was the month when the Shaman's Ebenezer Good was at number one, and the Prodigy released their game-changing debut album. In the news, the UK government is dealing with major financial turmoil. How times have changed, as Black Wednesday sees the pound crash out of the European exchange rate mechanism, while on TV, Channel 4 launches its new flagship morning show, The Big Breakfast, hosted by Chris Evans, Gabby Roslin and Paula Yates. In the real world, as I record this in September 22, the Queen has just died. In September 92, she was experiencing her annus horribilis, with her son Prince Andrew separating from his wife Sarah Ferguson, her daughter Princess Anne divorcing from her husband Mark Phillips, and revelations coming out that Prince Charles, now King Charles, that feels weird, had been having an affair with Camilla Parker Bowles. Also, later in the year, in November, there was a major fire at Windsor Castle, one of the Queen's official residences. In the UK box office, Lethal Weapon 3 returned to number one in its third week of release. Also hitting number one were the Steve Martin and Goldie Hawn comedy House Sitter and the classic Clint Eastwood western Unforgiven.
Just because we're going on this killing, that don't mean I'm going to go back to being the way I was.
Are you really going to kill them, cowboy?
I do not like assassins or men of low character.
We ain't bad men no more. We're farmers.
Savages! A bunch of bloody savages!
Assassin!
Well, I guess they have it coming.
We all have it coming, Captain.
Some legends will never be forgotten. Some wrongs can never be forgiven.
The man don't want to get killed. Better clear on out the back.
Unforgiven.
In music, the biggest song of the month in terms of sales and controversy was undoubtedly Ebenezer Good by The Shaman.
A great philosopher once wrote,
"Naughty, naughty, very naughty."
This was a clear indication of how popular and ubiquitous rave music or dance music had become, dominating the charts when just a few years before it had been an underground scene based in a handful of dingy nightclubs like the Hacienda in Manchester and large illegal parties in random fields, some of them in Hampshire. All right. The main controversy came from the unbelievably daring chorus repeatedly chanting, "Ease are good, ease are good," a not particularly subtle ode to the drug of choice that fueled the movement. Also in September, possibly the greatest dance act of all time released their debut album, as well as a classic single, The Prodigy, with The Experience and the double A-side Fire and Jericho. Liam, Maxim, Keith and Leroy came straight out of Braintree, with musical genius Liam demonstrating an unerring ability to craft pounding beats, as well as spot the perfect samples from all kinds of disparate places. The track Fire, which hit the charts this month alongside double A-side Jericho, was a great example of this, sampling psychedelic rock from the crazy world of Arthur Brown, hip-hop with Daddy Freddy's Live Jam, and reggae with Hard Times by Pablo Gadd. The Prodigy would go on to become hugely significant throughout the 1990s, with the albums Music for the Jilted Generation and Fat of the Land bringing them global success and bridging the gap between dance and rock music. They would go on to collaborate with a number of Britpop figures, including Liam and Noel Gallagher on Shoot Down and Crispian Mills from Cooler Shaker on Narayan. The biggest hit of the month in terms of indie and Britpop was from the Manic Street Preachers, whose cover of Suicide is Painless, the theme from the US comedy MASH, reached the top 10. It was actually a double A-side with Fatima Mention's cover of Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams from a compilation called Ruby Tracks, which celebrated 40 years of the NME by a bunch of contemporary artists covering UK number one hits. An additional track on the CD and 12-inch version of the single was entitled Sleeping with the Enemy and was actually an interview with Steve Lamacq regarding the incident from May the previous year when Richie from the Manics carved the words For Real into his arm. This was the first new music we would hear from them after the Generation Terrorists album, and it was their highest charting single until A Design for Life hit number 2 in April 1996. Nottingham hip-hop electronic act The Stereo MCs had been active since the mid-1980s, but to very limited success. However, with the release of their single Connected, they hit the top 20 for the first time. The album of the same name would go on to sell over 400,000 copies, be certified platinum, and bag them Best Album and Best Band at the 1993 Brit Awards. Other indie hits of the month included The Wedding Present, continuing their run of hits every month with Love Slave, Generations from the Inspiral Carpets, and The Lemon Trees, whose single Love Is In Your Eyes got a play on the influential The Chart Show on ITV, but then the single scraped into the charts at number 75 for 1 week. The band are better known for what their members did next, with lead singer Guy Chambers going on to work extensively with Robbie Williams, while the Stacey brothers, Paul and Jeremy, would go on to work with Oasis and Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, among others. Oasis continued to hone their sound, regularly rehearsing in the Boardwalk. Footage from this time shows them rehearsing the song all around the world. This was deliberately held back to their third album, when they would have the ability to incorporate a full orchestra on the track. They played their penultimate gig of the year at The Venue in Manchester on September 16th. We talked about Blur back in episode 1 on the release of Pop Scene, and it's been a difficult few months for them since. Having felt disappointed at the poor chart performance of the single, they went off onto a disastrous 44-date tour of America, which left them feeling extremely disheartened. They returned and played a gig at the Town and Country Club alongside current New Kids on the Block Suede. Blur were legendarily belligerent on stage, and accounts vary from it being an absolutely dreadful gig to a blisteringly brilliant one.
We just spent the whole night just like how shit we are.
In the autumn of 1992, they would go into the studio with Andy Partridge from XTC with the idea of creating a new music style that would push back against the American grunge sound that was dominating and craft something more quintessentially English, like the Kinks or XTC themselves. Ultimately, these sessions would be scrapped, surfacing on a reissue many years later. Speaking of Suede, they were still the talk of the town, due to huge amounts of publicity and some incredible live performances. This month they released their second single, Metal Mickey. A more upbeat and accessible song than debut The Drowners, but still with that distinctive Brett-soaring vocal and a scorching guitar solo from Bernard, it went on to hit number 17 in the UK and was their biggest ever hit in the US, hitting 7 on the Billboard Modern Rock chart, following a performance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Anyway, thank you for listening to episode 6 of Britpop History. Join us next time to look back at October 1992, when Pulp have another crack at the big time with Babies, and we take a closer look at Saint Etienne as they return with Avenue. See you next time.